ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the PNG government's higher education secretary says he's found no evidence to support allegations of threats and intimidation targeting the now former vice chancellor of the University of Natural Resources and Environment in Rabaul. Now, following his sudden departure recently, the UK citizen Professor John Warren wrote to his staff claiming that a court order was about to be served on him. And after consulting his lawyer and the British High Commission, he decided to get out of PNG as quickly as possible. Richard Hewitt reports.
John Warren resigned as Vice-Chancellor of the University of Natural Resources and Environment at the end of July and left PNG shortly afterwards. Higher Education Secretary Father Jan Schuber says Professor Warren's departure came out of the blue.
I was in contact with him by phone. I think he was stressed and I asked him to take some time off, make his mind, but he sent a letter of resignation to the University Council, which took us all by surprise.
Father Juber says that resignation letter was short, just a single paragraph, and contained no reference to any threats. They only came to light in the subsequent email that was leaked to the media, and PNG specialist Professor Stephen Howes from the Development Policy Centre at the Australian National University says Professor Warren's allegations were disturbing.
Someone needs to ask the university what's happened to lose your vice-chancellor, especially someone of international standing, after such a short time, is a very serious development.
Father Juber says he's been to Rabaul to conduct his own investigation, and he's satisfied that Professor Warren's claims don't stand up.
Professor John Warren resigned, he said, due to my health situation, that he received threat from the Chancellor of the Council. I didn't expect a man of such a caliber to invent such a story, because I personally make inquiry to this accusation. The Council was very cooperative, the Chancellor was very cooperative, but I think Professor John was stressed and his judgment of the situation was incorrect.
In his email to staff, Professor Warren claimed that Chancellor Kenneth Sumbok wanted to remove him from the university because he wrongly believed that rumours suggesting he wanted to take over the institution had come from the Vice-Chancellor. Stephen Howes says he's not surprised by the claim, which follows the recent furor over Dr. Albert Schramm's arrest and removal as Vice-Chancellor of Unitec in Leigh, but he doesn't believe there is a pattern being established.
I don't see it as a conspiracy to run out all foreign vice-chancellors or academics from the country, but I do think there is a problem whereby powerful individuals, if crossed, do tend to threaten and in some case actually follow through on their threats of police or court action. And that is very scary for the academics on the receiving end of that.
As an expat himself and with five Australians on his staff, Father Juber says there is no question of a government clampdown on foreign workers in senior roles. Vice-Chancellor positions have to be approved by Cabinet, and he says Professor Warren was doing an excellent job introducing policies that increased the integrity of the university. But he believes the academic may have struggled to get used to the complexities of PNG culture.
I think what would be necessary for experts coming and taking position like vice-chancellor, they should have an induction for at least 1 month to PNG cultures. I am considering this option because if people from overseas coming put intention to an environment which they don't appreciate the complexity, this might create tensions.
However, Stephen Howes points out that this is not the first time that the University of Natural Resources and Environment has been involved in controversy.
The previous vice-chancellor was removed after allegations of misconduct. You see repeat patterns of students going out on strike. And then you add into that the threats to report Warren to the police or to serve him with a court order. And it seems he just decided he'd had enough.
But Father Juber insists those claims don't stand up. And he's issued a warning to Professor Warren should he opt to take matters further.
We just closed this matter. We have to run the university. There is an acting vice-chancellor appointed immediately. If the situation continues, then we'll have to challenge Professor John Warren for making false statements. People are free to express themselves if they present the truth, but in this case, there's no substance at all.
Professor Warren is believed to be back in the UK now, and Pacific Beat has made attempts to contact him for further comment.